If we were asked tonight to write a check out, not just a check now, but a one that we'll be able to cash, okay? And we ain't doing this by faith thing tonight, okay? We need one that we can actually cash, okay? And there's money coming from it, amen? Exactly. No rubbery stuff, okay? So if we could actually ask that, if we say, okay, we need everybody to write out a $1,000 check, I don't want to show of hands, but I want you to think about some things. Would you be able to do so? Not many of us could say that, could we? So what do we need to do? We need to change some things. Okay? If we had an emergency, and this is just real talk, and I think this is where we're missing it at. God, I know we shout money coming, and we're going to continue to shout money coming, but God wants us to have some wisdom and some understanding on how to use the money that he's given us. And so if we were at the place where we had emergency come up, what are we going to do to get that money? To say, for example, my car just this week, okay, my car, I had to put it in the shop. Needed a valve cover gasket to put on. What would I have done if I didn't have the money to cover it? Mama, can I borrow, like, I mean, it costs, I don't think, about $330. Can I to have all the stuff that done that needed to be done? Mr. Bo said, man, that's a lot of but for a valve cover. But if there were more stuff coming through it. But if I didn't have it, what would I have been doing? I'd have been borrowing it, walking to work, walking to work. I would have. It would have been what was it? A continual side of debt, because I'm gonna have to go borrow it from somebody. I may have to go hit Mr. Bo up. Mr. Bo, let me borrow that, please. I mean, but if we plan, when emergency comes up, we can automatically cover it, and it'd be no problem. I was automatically able to cover it. And it was no problem. I'm just waiting on my car. I need my car. I'm tired of driving my mom's, but I need my car. But anyway, that's beside the point. But what I'm saying here, we have to plan. If we're living paycheck to paycheck, something's wrong. And so we have to go back and redo some things. Okay? How do we get there? I don't know what you make. You know what you make. I guarantee you, how many of you eat out like once a week? You go by McDonald's or you go by the store or you go by somewhere at least once a week. Raise your hand. That I want to show a hand. Or you go by somewhere, okay, once a week. I saw about 10 and I think of probably about 5 of you like, yeah, right. But anyway. Raise your hand if you eat out or you go to the store, you do something like once a week. Whether you're going for, maybe you're going to the store to get drinks and pop and whatever, okay? How much did you spend at that setting? Somebody said about $20. What would you do put it in the bank. I thought we didn't have it then. I thought we didn't have it. But if we look at what we're doing with our money, we're wasting a lot of it. That's the point I'm trying to get to. We're wasting a whole lot of it. And then when the emergency comes, we have nothing to cover it because we've wasted a whole lot of it going to the bank going to the store and going to the McDonald's or whatever you go to, okay? Because I know I like to eat out. That was one of my issues. It wasn't that. Y'all can tell, couldn't you? But I'm working on that too, by the way. I'm working on that too, because we're leaving a legacy of excellence. And that's just not in the area of finances. That's in it in all areas. I promise you I'm working on that too. I'm telling you, I'm serious about it because I've even got this person that loves to work out. And I said, you make sure at the end of the week, you check to make sure I worked out at least 3 times this week. And guess what? That person's on it, too. And if I don't, I'm trying to get it in before. Even this Sunday, I went to walk it. I walked over a mile and a half before I came to church Sunday morning because I knew that person was going to ask me if I worked out those 3 times. Yeah. That's how serious I was about the situation. If we want to see ourselves change, if we want to see some growth and an improvement in our lives, that's how serious we need to become. If we see somebody that's excellent or has in one area, guess what we need to do? And that's lacking in ours, guess what we need to do? Bishop, teach me. Show me what you do to make this happen. Show me what you do, how you got to this level. Okay, a lot of time it's not just that we need another job. Sometimes it's that we're mismanaging, and then another time it's because we're lazy. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now, and I'm going to go on a little farther. But in this book, I'm reading, and I'm glad I mentioned that. Thank you, Lord. But anyway, one thing we're going to have to do as a race of people is learn to read. Yeah, I heard that statement. If you want to keep something from them, just put it in a book. I guarantee you that's true. Most people don't like to read. It's only recently that I've actually started to read things outside of the Bible, like books. I got several on my iPad, and I'm going to read some of the statements tonight. But one book I'm reading is called The Legacy Journey, and it's by Dave Ramsey. It's called The Legacy Journey, which inspired that title, by the way. It's called The Legacy Journey. And in this book, he makes this statement. He says, when I have a spirit of gratitude, when I am faithful with the little things, because I know I don't really own any of it, the strangest things happen. God give me more to manage. Did y'all hear that? Do I need to reread that? When we're faithful in the least, then God, and we're grateful about what we have in the least, and we're faithful to manage it and cultivate it and do those things, God gives us more. He brings out the point about the people with the talents. One wouldn't hit it, and guess what? He thought he was doing something because he was going to save it. I'm not going to go out there and do this with this. I'm just going to save it and give it back to him when he comes. What did the master do when he came back to get it? He took it from him. And called him wicked. And then gave it to somebody else. So when we're first, and the point that stuck out to me the most in this, in that quote, that statement that I just made, was, I don't own it.